from our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barakat.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah. This great Imam was one of the founders of the jurisprudence of the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them all. He was one of the founders of the very jurisprudence of the Ahlul Bayt that represented creation, originality, and the progress of intellect. Scholars have reported from Imam al-Jawad a wonderful variety of wisdom and literature regarding noble deeds and conducts that are among the most precious maxims dealing with different educational and moral and ethical issues.
Parts of Ziyara texts of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Peace be upon you, O shining lights. Peace be upon you, O rising full moon. Peace be upon you, O pure one from among the pure ones. Peace be upon you, O immaculate from among the immaculate ones. Peace be upon you, O pleased and pure. Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far. Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious, the faithful leader, and Allah's mercy and blessings be upon you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about the dialogues of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. We find that in one of these great debates in which Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was in, of course, just for a little bit of a background, we have these debates in the time of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, and Imam Rida alayhi salam, who was the eighth divinely appointed Imam. The Islamic lands were full of these translations of philosophical and theological and different scientific texts. And so clearly the Muslims began to have new questions about these various subjects. In one such sitting, a person asked Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam about the attributes of Allah. Now, he said, why is our Lord called gentle? And so in response, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam said, we call Allah gentle because he knows everything about every tiny thing, even including small insects and things that are even tinier than insects. Allah knows the position of their organs, their reason, their lust, their copulation, their sympathy with their own descendants, their communications with one another, carrying food to their offsprings, whether they are in the mountains or valleys or deserts. We know that their Creator, Allah, is gentle without manner, because manner is for fashioned creatures. In this beautiful dialogue and this beautiful debate, if you will, between this person who asked Imam al-Jawad the meaning of being gentle, and in response we find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam gave a beautiful description of the attributes of Allah, to the point where we learn that Allah knows every single thing, whether small or large. And so when we know that Allah, who is the most caring, the most kind, the most forgiving, the most merciful, the sustainer of everything and the provider of rizq and sustenance, then we begin to truly trust and love Allah, the Almighty. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9 years old. Basically, look at the special wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to our ninth Imam. What is zinat? Beauty. But let's go to the hadith of the Imam, where Imam talks about a zinat in a very different level. Imam talks about the reality of life. Our life is nothing but bala. Bala means test and trial. And the Imam says, even when you go through difficulties and test and trial, look for the zenith and beauty in that situation. And what is it? As-sabru zinatul bala. Patience and sabr is the beauty of bala. And this is where we have to realize that, you know, our life is ibtila. It is imtihan, it is test and trial. And this is where we have to emphasize the issue of patience and sabr. In Surah Al-Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he summarizes the pillars of success for a human being, he talks about iman, amal salih, and then he says, counseling about haqq, and at the end he says, counseling about sabr. Tawasaw bil haqq wa tawasaw bil sabr. To the extent that our Prophet says, the relationship of sabr with iman is the relationship of the head to the body. If you don't have the head, your body is dead. The Prophet says, if you don't have sabr, your iman will not be alive. Our Imams also talk about a concept known as al-bala lil-bala. The bala sometimes comes because Allah wants to test our vila and our love. We think, okay, just saying, you know, I love Allah, I love you, I love the Prophet, I love the Imam of the time, it's not sufficient. Allah says, if you're really true, let me see. I'll put you in bala and see whether you still are able to maintain your iman and faith or not. So al-bala lil-bala, you know, the test and trial comes in order to see whether we are firm and truthful in our claim of love of Allah, Rasul, and Imam or not.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en. Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, Fi Amanillah, and God bless you all.